You're listening to On Design on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind Section D, Monocle 24's dedicated design show. In each episode, we profile a person, survey a place, or unpick an idea that's changing or challenging the design industry today. Covering everything from typography to buildings, the show dedicates a few minutes to delving deeper into the past, present, and future of the design world. This week, Monocle's features editor, Chris Lord, asks if Norman Foster's Willis Caroon headquarters in Ipswich set the template for the modern office.
There is no plan, no dream of the future, only the nightmare. That is Ipswich, a provincial town in eastern England, as described by the late architect Dame Zaha Hadid. Speaking in the 1990s, Hadid said that Britain's market towns had tried and failed, especially in the 1960s and 70s, to change their image, to go from commuter belt backwaters to quasi-metropolises that could attract businesses bigger than a high street butcher shop. Yet in many places, high-rise glass-fronted buildings or a profusion of concrete blocks were plonked down in medieval town centres, creating a jarring, often unplanned landscape of hodgepodge styles, eras, and cheap-looking brickwork that did battle with the traditional rather than harmonise with it.
And then, in the middle of Ipswich, a view of what might have been the Willis Caroon building designed by Norman Foster for 1,200 insurance workers in the middle of the 70s.
But mixing the old with the new doesn't have to be this way. A case in point, the Willis Caroon building. It was Sir Norman Foster's first major building, completed in 1975, and the first to mark him out as an architect of note. Built in the centre of Ipswich, Foster's building, commissioned by one of the major insurance firms of the day, was low-rise, built in a free-form shape of irregular contours, reminiscent, as Hadid notes, of Alvar Aalto's 1930s ceramics. The shape responds as much to the height of the buildings in the town centre as the curvy streets of Ipswich's medieval street layout. As Foster calls it, flowing to the edges of the site like a pancake in a pan. Through the day, the panels of glass installed at different angles on the exterior of the building create a surreal reflection of Ipswich around it. At night, the glass becomes transparent, revealing a warm-lit glow of the office interiors. There are no right angles or corners either. But the really radical thing about the Willis building happened beyond the doors. Here's Foster talking in 1971 about the role of the architect.
The building is about people. I mean, an environment, whether it's a new house, an old house, a conversion, whether it's sitting in front of television after supper, whether it's working in an office, a factory. I mean, it is about upgrading a situation. So in the end, a value for money thing is negated if at the end of the day you create a slum or you create something which is, you know, which is dull.
Two escalators ascend into the offices, creating a vast open space through the centre of the building. It is naturally lit, with grass-green floors and goldfish-coloured lights that evoke healthy, bright interiors, removed from the drabness that prevailed in the offices of the time. There was room for 500 workers on an open-plan office with a noise-dampening PA system that helped to cut out some of the sound of clacking keyboards. Here's Zaha Hadid again.
This is the democratic office of the future, imagined by the early modernists, but not fully realized until the 60s and 70s. An open plan in which the only walls are those made by the workers themselves, out of filing cabinets.
Foster envisaged a workplace that could combine labour with leisure. On the ground floor, he had a gym installed, along with a creche and a swimming pool. It sounds all a bit familiar today, but it was groundbreaking in the offices of the time. The roof garden was directly accessible by staff, with real grass and something like a meadow in the centre of Ipswich. Today, Foster's Willis Caroon building has protected status, with much of its original features intact, and it's still operational as offices for an insurance company, even if the swimming pool has been covered over. 45 years on, and Foster is still designing workplaces with echoes of that Willis Caroon building. Workers are slowly moving into Foster's new Apple Park in Cupertino, and it hinges on a more evolved idea of how leisure can combine with work, from its 100,000 square foot fitness centre to the vast parklands that surround the office. Yet even in the shape, we can find echoes from Ipswich. Here's Steve Jobs talking about his company's new offices.
It's a little like a spaceship landed. It's a circle. And so it's curved all the way around. As you know, if you build things, this is not the cheapest way to build something. There's not a straight piece of glass on this building.
Our very special thanks there to Chris Lord for that report on Norman Foster's Willis Caroon headquarters building in Ipswich. You've been listening to On Design, a Monocle 24 production from the team behind Section D. You can listen to the full half-hour show on Tuesdays at 1900 London time, or download the podcast anytime you like. And remember, if you can't wait, there are always more delights to uncover in the design pages of Monocle magazine. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.